Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of Perspective. I'm Zachary Perkins, and today I'm joined by two of my very best friends. Guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi guys, my name is Hannah Stockton. I go to school here at Texas State, and that's how I met Zach. And yeah, I'm excited about talking about pop culture today.
Hey guys, I'm Cameron, and I'm super excited to break down all things pop culture with you guys, and especially Zach. Thank you for letting me be here.
You know, it only made sense. These two are pop culture connoisseurs.
True.
I would have had no one here for this episode, and there are so many good things that we have to get into.
Crazy things.
Yeah. I had so much fun, like, you know, just pulling the topics for today's episode, and there were so many. I wish we could, you know, touch on more things, but... Whew, the things we do have in store for you guys. So we're going to get started. First off with Lamar Odom.
That's all we have to say.
Lamar Odom has a book called Darkness to Light coming out. And in it, he details how he threatened to kill Khloe Kardashian during their marriage. He also details how Khloe caught him cheating in a hotel and beat his mistress. And then he goes on to say he believes that Kris Jenner set him up by making him meet up with Khloe outside of a soul cycle one day. She said that Khloe wanted to talk to him. So he went and met her, and then the paparazzi were there, and Khloe was taken aback, and so Lamar feels Kris set him up to paint a bad picture, which I do believe.
I'm not putting it past her.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Kris, but he just has so many other things against him.
But you have to think about it. This is like not too long after he was, or was this before the
This
brothel?
Was before.
Okay, well, I mean, still, I think they knew about his demons and his issues, and Kris was like, you have to go, like... The image that you're about to mess up for my family, you have to.
One thing that I don't understand about this whole thing is that I read that when he threatened to kill Khloe, he was high on like cocaine and ecstasy, and she just went upstairs and like she texted his friends, and that's what upset him, was that he felt like she was trying to set him up with that. But if, like, homegirl, love you, but if you know that that's what your dude's doing,
that's like scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's really a little reckless and dangerous for her to have been portraying the image of her marriage that she did on the show for all those years when all of that was going on. And I know, like, sometimes, you know, you don't want to share all that with
the world, but
to know what was really going on. And I mean, it really speaks volumes. Like, you never know what people are going through, you know, behind closed doors. But I read this and I was just...
It's crazy that something like that could happen to her whenever.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that you always have to think about anytime it's Kardashian related. Do you think this is any sort of publicity? Do you think Kris Jenner has like struck a deal with Lamar now and all this is coming out to just get the Kardashian
Kris Jenner would never
back?
Let all of this come out about anybody that her family has been associated with. I really don't think so. But I really think... Like, the strength of Khloe, like, you know, when he was, you know, in his coma and everything, she was his power of attorney, you know, knowing all of this that I do know now, like, the fact that she still was able to step into that and
even
for sure.
decide to make a decision like
I'm
that.
The biggest Khloe stan there ever was. So, no hate, absolute, all love.
It's just
really
sad.
I'm glad that she like is loving herself again. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she's
after
back,
everything.
Yeah, she's back to like Khloe.
And also kind of sucks that all of this is coming to light, like, when this whole situation with Tristan is being aired right now. Even though it happened, like, a while ago, like, it is showing on the TV every Sunday now. It's just a lot.
Let's get into that situation. What do you guys
think about Tristan,
the Tristan
garbage
Jordan
dumpster
situation?
Thompson?
Yeah, all these months later, the Tristan Jordan
I don't
situation.
Know her. Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's go around the table. Are we team?
I'm like team me. Are we
team Jordan?
I'm just, like,
are we
over
team Tristan? Are we team?
I'm team, like, y'all are both dumb. I don't know. It's.
I just. Okay, Zach. I don't know. Tristan was older, the more impressionable one. He has, like, an actual tie of loyalty to Khloe and the family. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jordan's just a friend. Like, I'm not saying your friends can't betray you,
But like,
but whenever it's a friend like Jordan that is like family, do you think that makes it different?
For sure. I feel like I'm most, like, most America, I feel like, is standing, not standing, but like ready to cancel Jordan.
Yeah.
And
I don't think
I'm right there. But like a lot of you guys, like a lot of my friends don't see it the same way. And I just feel like, out of respect for Khloé, out of how much Khloé invested in Jordan, not only money and Kylie letting her live there for free because she couldn't, you know, afford.
Don't do that. Jordan comes from a prestigious family.
Well, okay. Well, then why was she? I don't know. Okay, why was she living with Kylie?
I mean, they were just.
I think it was just like super easy. Yeah, you have the opportunity, you might as well.
Okay, living with Kylie, starting her career with Good American, all the things that they did, and then as a friend, you told Khloé you were the lookout for the man that you are warning Khloé about. Then you sit there and go be the girl that she should have been worried about the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I see it from both perspectives,
but you unfollowed Jordan.
Did you hear that, Jordan?
Jordan, I'm sorry, but please don't unsubscribe to this podcast, though.
I never followed Tristan because Tristan, but I did unfollow Jordan's ass, and I don't feel bad about it.
Oh my gosh. Well,
and that is that on that.
Cameron said what he said. Now, while we're on the Kardashians, their former patriarch, Caitlyn Jenner, said some very interesting things about the prospect of Kendall transitioning one day.
Yeah.
She said, somebody in an interview said, well, what if Kendall said she was trans and wanted to transition into a man? I went, as a parent, I was like in shock. Are you kidding me? My little Kendall, she's the highest paid model in the world. She's gorgeous. And it really kind of set me back, you know?
I don't think your daughter being the highest paid model has anything with wanting to transition.
I mean, weren't you like an Olympic athlete? Yeah. Like super manly. Like you had that image to uphold. What would.
Right. I think she's just saying, like, basically what I got from her, she's saying, what a waste that would be. Like,
for Kendall. Yeah, but you can look at it the same way for him.
Yeah. Like, and yeah. I just don't understand why Caitlyn continues to get on her platform and just spew so much negativity and ignorance.
Especially towards her own
community.
Yeah.
And the trans community is so endangered already as it is. And Caitlyn is already someone who does not have to deal with what the average trans person does because
exactly.
She has resources and she has status. So
yes.
She doesn't even have to deal with the things that
people look up to her.
Right. I don't know why, but
and on a closer like to her, closer to her heart, like her family that she raised and was married to, and like why is she so wanting them to be so accepting of her differences and like how she sees things and how she wants to live her life, but the thought of Kendall doing the same thing.
It's a little
was
hypocritical.
Not okay with her for her.
And
very, especially coming from like your own dad.
Yeah.
You know, that's what.
And it's just
crazy.
I don't know. It's Pride Month.
Yeah.
So.
Woo!
No tolerance for the bullshit. Caitlyn, you are canceled.
Bye-bye, girl.
Now, we're moving from the Kardashians into the Housewives.
Yes.
Yes, you guys are Housewives.
I think I've been watching this. I think I've been watching since the very first, like, episode ever. Me
really?
And my mom.
But, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Hannah introduced me to the Housewives, to all things Bravo. And it has only enriched my life for the best.
Yeah.
And so
trying
many
to spread some
in
wisdom
so many
amongst
ways.
The people.
And I know we're going to talk about this soon, but this was just a revelation in my life that I could not be happier about.
Oh my God.
I
wish it was something like more important and like vital to society.
Oh no, I mean, it's about Housewives. So a few months ago, I ran into Leanne Locken at Austin Fashion Week, and she asked me who my favorite housewife was of all time. And I responded by telling her that Brandi Glanville, the
He said this to a housewife, mind you. Leanne Lockett is not just some woman.
Yeah,
she is a real housewife of Dallas. And Cameron went up to her and said that his favorite housewife was not her.
You could have at least said a housewife from the same city.
You could be like,
you went to a whole other
no,
state.
I felt like that would be worse. Like, if I said...
Yeah, like, I love Brandi.
Stephanie,
and
yeah,
not
like... You can't say... That's like her arch enemies. You can't say that, but... back to Brandy. Brandy is everything. I've read her books. I listened to her podcast, the whole nine. So the fact that she is back on Real Housewives.
Supposedly.
She made a guest appearance last night. She was a
friend.
She was a friend. I mean, supposedly there are rumors that she'll be back next season. But for right now, we have
a little bit.
That could not make me any happier.
I'm reading that she will potentially be back because Lisa Vanderpump has quit. And she officially confirmed this when she skipped the season 9 reunion taping today. She's been having drama with her castmates all season. So what is going on in Beverly Hills?
Puppygate. So this is the whole storyline for the whole season, and honestly, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
It's all centered around this damn dog, and I love dogs. That has nothing to do with it, but the dog is in a good home now. Like, we can find better stuff to talk about at this point.
Listeners that don't watch The Housewives and don't super know what's going on, Lisa Vanderpump recently started what she calls Vanderpump Dogs. And she...
It's a rescue.
And houses dogs that need a home. And one of her fellow housewives took a dog in. Mm-hmm. And then said what? That it bit?
Yeah, Doree said that the dog had, like, nipped at her son's nose. So instead of her giving the back to Lisa Vanderpump, she went ahead and tried to rehome it. And when she did rehome it, those people ended up putting the dog back into a shelter. So whenever Lisa Vanderpump found out about that dog being put back in a shelter, it was like, oh shit, like all hell is about to break loose. And so the whole season has pretty much been about why did Doree give this dog back to the kill shelter and not just give it back to Lisa?
She gave it to a kill shelter.
Well, she gave it to a new home and those people decided to bring it to a shelter.
That's not her fault.
Exactly. And then a Radar Online article came out talking about an employee had set this whole thing up and an employee of Vanderpump Dogs. Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's been about who's posted the Radar Online. Is it Doree? Is it Lisa?
Inside?
Is it Teddy? And so Lisa Vanderpump went and took a lie detector test that she had written the questions for.
And mind you, it came out that the person that performed that lie detector test had been featured on so many reality shows.
Is this the lady who...
No, it's the older guy.
Oh, okay.
The older, bigger guy.
Yeah.
It was like Ray J of Love.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Paris Hilton's My New BFF. All these shows from the VH1 days.
A lot of stuff.
And... kind of
N-E, and I think. The first thing she said whenever she walked into the room to get her lie detector test, she looked at her one of the guys that works at Vanderpump Dogs, John Sessa, is that his name? One of the guys that has been thoroughly involved in this whole Radar Online thing, and she looked at him and she's like, we have the questions, right? Like, did I sell the article to Radar Online? Did I do this? And how are you going to go into...
administer your own lie detector test.
Exactly. Oh, so I am at this point just calling bullshit.
Let me just say, the best thing that Lisa Vanderpump did was give us Pump Rules. She gave it to us. That's all we need. She doesn't need to be on Housewives anymore, honestly.
She never did. She's so rich. But you know what? Rich people are always so bored. They don't know what to do with themselves
and their time.
I don't understand it. Like...
How are you bored? Get on your little private jet and fly to your little private island.
I wouldn't be doing anything.
I go work at Kobe Steakhouse.
Go visit Hannah for happy hour.
I know she was saying that she feels like everyone was ganging up on her. So, I mean, I don't blame her for quitting because I'm the same way. Because I'm not going to be at a job that compromises, like, my happiness or my health.
I will say that over the years, though, she has been on the other side where she is the bully and she will get the entire group to gang up on one person.
I do think so.
Specifically, why it's so controversial that she's coming back is Brandi Glanville. She did this with Brandi, and that's why a lot of the cast members didn't want to talk to her because Lisa didn't like her and had a huge falling out. So at the same time, yes, it's sad. Yes, it's a toxic work environment, but like...
That is so crazy.
Tough.
when I get rich, like, I'm just going to buy houses and we're going to travel. Like, I'm not entertaining.
I mean, I'll have my own reality television show.
Yeah, I'll make a guest appearance, but it won't be on this. Like, we won't be arguing about...
We will have a show, but it will be featuring us, like, traveling the world.
So, yeah, stay tuned. A reality show is coming soon. We don't know when, but... If these producers,
I'm like, if y'all are listening out there and you got the hookup, then please help us out.
You already know where it is. There's a dynamic. There's history. We know each other. It's not forced or scripted.
It's not.
We're gonna put the real in reality.
Ooh.
Okay. Speaking
that's
of,
the name.
Speaking of rich people, Jay-Z became hip hop's first billionaire this past week. I just want to get into this because this is crazy. Jay-Z's investments and ownership in alcohol are worth $410 million alone. He has $220 million in cash. He has a stake in Uber that is worth $70 million. Tidal is worth $100 million. His music is worth $75 million. He's earned $75 million from his ownership in Roc Nation. He owns $70 million in art and another $100 million in real estate. The man used to sell crack. Crack.
To his own mother.
And look at him.
Dude, honestly, how is Tidal worth... Do y'all know anyone that subscribes to Tidal?
I know like two people who use Tidal. But it's expensive. It's like $19 a month.
And why? Does it have like... I don't know.
I've only run into a few instances where I wanted to listen to something and it was only on Tidal.
Whenever Lemonade came out, that was the only place you could
The Life of Pablo... Rihanna's Auntie was exclusive there for a minute. So, I mean...
There was a Nicki Minaj something or another recently. That maybe not, like, Chun-Li recent, but, like, at some point.
Yeah.
Dang.
At one point, it was
I'm just like,
thing.
I'll wait.
But you know what I love about Tidal, though, is he really is doing a good job of giving artists, like, more ownership and revenue of, like, their streams and stuff. Because all these other companies... Rip these artists off,
money.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that he does a really good job.
I
totally think he deserves it. I mean, I love his music. I love him. Like, and him and Beyonce, that is, you can't even put a doubt in there that they are not the most powerful couple.
I think the Solange thing happened and the cheating rumors happened, like, a few years back, public perception of him was so, like, deviated just because we're so, like, Beyonce, and y'all know I am, too. Like, Beyonce's my queen, but that man is a performer. That man
is me and Cameron saw him and Beyonce on the Run 2 tour.
I didn't see him. I just saw
it
Beyonce.
It was okay, so we saw Jay-Z.
And he was great.
I wasn't, like, not excited to see him, but I wasn't really looking forward to it. I really bought the ticket to see Beyonce, and he... gave a hell of a show.
Yeah, he was super entertaining.
And that list that we just listed off about all his investments didn't end. Like, that man knows something about a lot.
Yeah.
He has come so
man.
Far. I like give him a lot of props.
It's like really weird because Jay-Z has been around, you know, like since our parents and, you know, things like that. And so I think a lot of times just because he isn't someone who like came up with our generation, people discredit him a lot. But he's never not been at the top of his game in whatever he does. And, you know, everyone's always asking for this class for Kris Jenner on, you know, how she has made it.
Mm-hmm.
But after reading this,
Jay-Z.
Like, this man is doing something because I have probably spent $410 million on alcohol. And this man owns $410 million worth of alcohol. So we're living life differently. And I need to really better myself to be where he is.
Wow, that is insane.
And his protege, Rihanna, is now the world's wealthiest female entertainer.
Yes, she is.
She's worth...
Surprised?
Without an album.
Where's the motherfucking album? She's worth $600 million. She's worth more than Madonna, Beyonce, Celine Dion, and Mariah Carey, according to Forbes.
Wow.
Fenty Beauty is worth $3 billion alone. There actually are some disputes on how much of Fenty she owns. So they're still working to like calculate the numbers because if she still owns... I think 49%, then Rihanna's also a billionaire.
Wow.
Dang.
Because now she just launched, like, Fenty, like, clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has her
own
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah. Well, it's like from the people that helped Louis Vuitton. I don't really know y'all. I don't wear fashion. Yeah, I shop at Marshalls.
I don't really know the luxury lines.
Like but that. Her Fenty Beauty line is amazing. I love her and I love it and I love the music. I love Guava Island with her and Childish Gambino. Oh my gosh, she's just doing everything.
The evolution of Rihanna.
Like, literally, what is it, 10, 15 years ago, she was living
Pondy on an Replay. Island.
Yeah.
Oh, man, a jam. That took me back.
It's still a jam. It's still, right?
She's like, conquered.
Umbrella.
She's the definition of the American dream, in my opinion. The modern day American dream. She's really come here, signed when she was, what, like, 16?
Yeah.
By, his face? He was the judge on X
Factor. L.A. Reid.
L.A. Reid. And then Jay-Z helped her along the way, and here she is. But this girl's insane, y'all. She, like, she posted that she is recording an album. Mm-hmm. It is coming.
We pressured her.
You know what?
It is coming.
I joke about, like, this album because I really do want it because, you know, Rihanna always delivers on that front. But it's so important, like, especially when you're so culturally relevant to brand and step out and, you know, create opportunities for yourself, like, and create lifetime generational wealth. And so I'm really proud of Rihanna. I'm really proud of Jay-Z. I was reading, like, everybody else's net worths, and I'm kind of surprised, like, Madonna wasn't up there. I can't stand Madonna.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not a fan.
I mean, the woman tours, you know, like, she tours and she makes so much money, and even Beyonce, you know, like,
yeah,
I couldn't believe she
like,
wasn't.
Like, Beyonce is, like, the first name that, like, pops in your head
right,
when you think of, like, richest female artist.
I actually think, based off of like money sales, money sales, but music sales, and tours, and that I think she is.
Who, Beyonce?
Yes, but outside, like,
besides music aspect, yeah.
I believe, I could be wrong, but
damn,
I'm a fan of
all
of them,
except
Madonna. She
is doing everything. I'm really excited for her. And this album, I mean, since we waited so long, if you're listening, Rihanna.
Rihanna, this album, I need summer bops.
See, I'm like, it's already June where I only got like 3 months.
And that's honestly all you need. If she like sections it off, you know, gives me like the first half like summer tropical, and then the second half I could be
like
reflective,
like a
sad,
I feel like,
you know,
we'll get a single by like
end
next
of June,
month.
July.
Yeah, by like beginning of July.
Watch.
I'm gonna say
she's gonna secretly drop a whole album without even promoting it.
I'm gonna say album end of October.
And you know, I feel like if you need a music video director, Rihanna, I got you because I have ideas on Cook in his head up here. So listen, I got you if you need me.
You need a stylist.
Speaking of a stylist, someone who will need a stylist. Lori Loughlin, aka Aunt Becky, will need a stylist on her next court date. She is facing up to 40 years in prison. In case you guys have been like not in America or Earth for that matter, she and her husband, Felicity Huffman, and a bunch of other rich entertainers were arrested in connection with an alleged nationwide college entrance exam cheating scandal. And they were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services. Mail fraud. Don't even know what that is. I'm not a fraudful person, so
we got
even
all the details.
First of all, I want to say, this woman's not getting 40 years. Like, there is no way.
There's no, and if she does,
country,
there is definitely something, not that we already didn't know, but there is definitely something wrong.
And I just can't see her getting even 4 months, honestly.
Yeah, I can see, like, a year,
I think,
honestly.
She's gonna get, like, a Martha Stewart sentence. Like, a slap on the wrist, like, you're in there for a while, and then you're out.
You know what, actually, I lied. I do think she's gonna go to jail. Because everyone else was cooperating and cutting deals already, and she missed that boat. Like, she was still in denial, she was pleading not guilty.
I definitely think she'll be in jail.
So, I definitely think she's going to jail, actually, now that I'm, like, really sitting here thinking about it.
Okay, so I've heard other people. What do you guys think that Olivia Jade, her daughter, should be in trouble also?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't
think
so.
She didn't even want to go to college.
Yeah, exactly. See, I've seen people that say that she needs to, like, go to jail too.
No,
she had no idea.
My
honestly.
Mom had the same, like, told me that too. Mm-hmm. Like, that girl should be ashamed. And I was like, I'm sure she's
freaking embarrassed.
I don't know what you're doing 24/7, so how would she know? And even if she did, she may have known about it, but what is she going to do? Go call the school or call the FBI?
Yeah, be like, arrest my mom.
No, y'all are expecting too much. That has nothing to do with the daughters.
Yeah.
It just makes it so sad for me that, like, you hear this all the time about celebrities, like Mike's situation, okay, mm-hmm. like, whatever, you're Mike. But, like, Aunt Becky,
you never would have guessed it.
Aunt Becky, come on, girl.
At the same time, I think just because, you know, there have been people of color who have used family members' addresses to get their children to better schools, and they've been arrested and jailed for so long. Like, mm-hmm. you know, justice can't not be served here, but, like, we also have to talk about the fact that there was even an opportunity for these people to bribe, you know, interest boards and things like that. But, you know, I mean, that speaks to, like, the power that money has, you know, like, and influence and things like that. So, I'm Becky.
She should have done what made her daughter happy in the first place. Her daughter didn't even want to go to school. Not saying that she doesn't need to go to school, but she has a good career on YouTube.
She's making a lot of money.
She is, like, has collabs with beauty brands. She does, like, collabs with clothing designers. She is definitely in the position to not have to go to college. And the fact that her mom tried so, so hard to get her into this one school just because of the name of the school, right. you know, and if, jeopardizing other people's opportunities that much more deserved it, than her, it just really sucks.
Not only does it suck, but it makes me, like, think about how many other celebrities in the past couple of years have done the same thing that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Tons. Hmm. Justice will be served.
And wondering why now is when the FBI decided to look into it.
It was so random and so fast. I was like, this is not
real. I know. I
wonder
if someone said something. Like,
someone probably got screwed
over. It was just, fed up with it. Maybe someone, like, that works in, like, the admissions office was like, you know what, y'all? Like,
and you know what sucks about stuff like that is I remember when Mike's situation was going through all his initial legal stuff.
Right.
And every cast member had to resubmit taxes from all those years of thing because it was from money that he made from the show. So they audited everybody that was involved in the production. So
wait, what show was this?
Jersey Shore.
Oh.
I would have beat Mike's ass.
So
I'm like, don't we all?
The IRS is at my door. Like, I don't play with the IRS or the FBI. Like, two entities I never want to see.
Like, I don't even play with my mom, let alone the FBI or the IRS.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But I think 40 years is just way too much when there's people that get away with a lot worse shit that are serving months.
Or don't serve at all.
Or don't serve at all and get parole. You know?
Well.
But that's that on that. Oh my God.
Well, fraud is in the air because Ja Rule. Ja Rule still thinks that Firefest was a good idea 2 years later. And get this, he's planning another festival. So if you guys don't remember Firefest, F-Y-R-E, Fire, it was supposed to be the luxury music festival of the Bahamas. It immediately became associated with numerous setbacks related to security, lack of food, unpaid staffers, concert goers being ripped off, lack of proper accommodation and medical services, and as a result, the festival was postponed immediately, and Billy McFarland, its founder, was slapped with a prison sentence for fraud. Oh my God, by the way, there's a documentary on Hulu and one on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them both.
Because
one tells, like, Billy's side and the other tells, like, you know, like, everyone else who was involved. And they're both thoroughly entertaining.
Yeah, I've only seen the Hulu one. I've been really needing to watch the Netflix one, though.
I think I'm in the same boat. I think I've watched one and not the other.
The Netflix one is juicy. I don't know. When I watched it, they were literally, they landed, and then there were FEMA emergency tents, you know, like, scattered on the beach for them to sleep in, and they've paid all this money for, like, luxurious Coachella-style tents.
So much freaking money.
Catered meals, and they were getting them in, like,
ham sandwiches, like, cheese sandwiches.
And then all the big acts were canceling because they realized this
was
a fraud, like, and they weren't going to be able to accommodate what they needed for staging, you know, security, like,
alcohol, food, anything. I mean, Instagram baddies, like models, they were all promoting it. Kendall Jenner, like the Hadids.
Yeah,
everyone was promoting this like it was gonna be like this. I mean, it looked like the party of the century, but that shit was never really gonna happen. Yeah. It was never gonna happen.
Wasn't. It was too ambitious, like, because it got announced a few months before it was supposed to happen. I was like, this when it got announced, that would have been like another year.
Of planning to actually put something together.
I just think if you are gonna start like a big festival like that, going on an island is not. As far as I know, this was his first festival putting together. Don't go to an island. That, like, if he would have literally gone anywhere else that's part of the mainland, half of these problems could have been avoided and or fixed before it became a problem.
And they told him, they were like, this island is going to fit 2,500 people. And I can't remember how many tickets they sold.
More than that.
Way more. Because, I mean, it was like instant
selling.
And it was just like...
scandal.
I don't even know, but after the fact, he still was, like, scamming these people, like, the people who had put their email on file. He was sending them emails saying that, I have tickets to the Met, I have tickets to the Grammys.
Oh, my gosh. If you want
to
buy tickets from the Met from Ja Rule.
No, it wasn't Ja Rule. It was Billy McFarland who founded
them.
But it's their business partners.
Yeah,
but I don't know how Ja Rule, like...
Ja Rule, I was like,
I don't
you
know how Ja Rule, like... got off in all this, like, he didn't get any prison time. He was slapped with, like, lawsuits, but he didn't, you know, get slapped with prison time. And he was an investor.
He still wants to do another one.
And now he's like, he's mad at Billy because Billy lied. But I mean, if you watch the documentaries, he's like,
he knew what was going on.
Yeah, he's like, Billy has a vision. At this point, I don't even trust Ja Rule to put out music. So
yeah, and if you think that Fyre Festival is gonna happen again, then when you get there, don't be complaining whenever you're literally clinging onto an air mattress in the middle of the ocean because you deserved to go to Fyre Fraud.
Yeah.
I think that's just, like, the trend, though. Like, all the artists are starting their own festivals and things because, I mean, it is really lucrative. And if you do it right.
Yeah. But do you like that idea? Or would you rather it be of more like an ACL setup where it's a festival that is all about Austin and, like, our culture with big acts, but still not founded by a specific artist?
I like the artist festivals. I wish Astroworld had been more places because I really wanted to go.
But, like, Lil Wayne's doing his own festival in New Orleans.
That, yeah.
I don't even remember what
Weezy
it
Fest?
Is. Megan Thee Stallion, Travis Scott, Meek Mill. Yeah. I think it's only, like, a one-day thing.
Yeah, but he's done, like, five of these. So
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I would trust going to Weezy Fest.
I mean, I'll go to either, as long as it's not Fyre Fest.
Fyre Fest 2.0.
No, thanks.
Ja Rule, give it up before you go to jail.
Before you go to jail, join your buddy, Billy McFarland, who's BFFs with
it's gonna
Mike
be all,
the Situation.
It's
going to
be Ja Rule, Billy McFarland, Lori Loughlin, and then...
how do you say her name? Felicia.
Felicity Huffman. Everyone's going to be all lined up. Mike.
I don't even know how you trust someone named Billy.
Don't fuck with the IRS, y'all. Pay your taxes. Pay them right. Don't lie.
Literally.
And get it straight.
I forgot this point earlier when we were talking about all this tax evasion stuff, but... So, like, whenever you're involved in a scandal like this, they go back and look at
everything.
So, like, it could have been someone that ratted them out that was so unrelated to the celebrity lifestyle that got them all exposed.
How exciting for them.
How crazy is that?
I always say this. Your student loans will die with you.
Yes,
lawsuits
they
will. Bills will die with you. You know who doesn't die? The IRS. Don't fuck
they
with those
going.
People, okay? They will come after you when you are not here to be come after.
Oh,
come
my
after,
gosh. They're going to go after your family. No, they're going to go after your dog.
They're going to... Vicious people.
Yeah.
All right. And so our final topic of the podcast. It's a little heavier, but we must talk about it because... It's relevant.
We have to.
So as you guys know, or maybe you don't, if you don't, shame on you, read a book.
Listen up.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Ohio, and Utah have all passed some variation of the heartbeat abortion bill, which are designed to ban abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Now, it is important to note that none of these bills have passed yet, but we are having the conversation regarding abortion heat up again. Hannah, you have a uterus.
I'm like, I don't know if you guys can, like, hear my eye roll through the camera.
Oh, he said the first state's name and I rolled my eyes because I already knew where this
was going. It's, yeah, exactly. I have a uterus and
so I will let you.
So why the fuck are there... Am I allowed to cuss?
You are. We have an explicit warning.
Like,
we have an explicit warning on the podcast.
Oh, great. Then why are there a bunch of old white men making rules about what's happening to my body? You know, this is just... It's literally like I'm living in a simulation sometimes. And I love America. You know, I love being an American. Woo! All that shit. But right now, it fucking sucks. And it sucks for women, and it sucks for women of color, which is the worst thing, because they are already treated terribly in this country, and now they have something else to be afraid of, you know? Something that is intact on them, something that is a part of them, that is going to be, their rights are just going to be stripped away, you know?
I just, the one thing for me is, like, there's always been, like, no matter what the year is, no matter who's in the president's office, there's always talk of, like, radical change when the parties change. Like, Obama was president. A lot has changed since then.
Yeah.
A lot changed when Obama took office from Bush. But, like, there's always been that stipulation that, like, if you get pregnant due to rape and or incest, then you get an abortion. Like,
yes.
There's no talk. The fact that that part of it is now out of the question and that is still considered illegal.
I think that's the most disgusting part of it, is that they went out of their way to include those.
A child that could be raped and have a become pregnant, that is not able to carry a baby physically. So is her life less important than that baby? Because she's going to end up dying if she gives birth to this child.
And you always hear, like, the quote, oh, you know, what if the baby you're carrying is
the, like,
cure
the cure
to
cancer?
What if
the
girl,
mother is?
Right. Like,
what
how,
if,
you
what
can't if, choose. If you're pro-life, you can't choose
which
you,
life.
You are. Yeah, you can't choose which life you support, which life is more important. A life is a life. So, that's that on that.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like, where to begin with this. I think... Just thinking about the fact that we have a country whose foster care system is absolutely trash and nothing is being done to support those kids that are in foster care. And now you're telling these women that they have to have these children, and you know that a nice percentage of them are going to go into that system.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really so inhumane. It's disgusting. There's not... separation of church and state. Like, these politicians are preaching about their faith and
their beliefs.
Which is okay to have beliefs.
Yeah,
like,
but
we
don't
all
put
have
that, don't shove that into a law and shove it down someone's throat.
Right,
you
know? You
know,
and I just think that men are never ones that have to be accountable for their actions, especially when we're talking about sexual things.
When they're the ones that have to ejaculate into a woman.
Right, you know, if we're going to do this, where's the bill to make fathers be in their children's lives?
Yeah.
Like, you know, where is things that push for men to also take responsibility for this child and this life that they've brought into the world?
And, you know, like, there's a part in the law that, like, if you live in one of these states and try and go elsewhere and get an abortion, you can be charged.
You are going to, yeah.
What about the father? Like, does he have any part in that?
It's just, it's so sad to see so many women that do go through the struggle of, like, if they're going to choose to get an abortion or not. And a lot of these women do not have, like, the necessities and the means to actually care for this child. They don't have a job. Their children, they're still living at home. They don't have a car. They don't have food. They're living off of food stamps. They're doing everything it is for them and their own family to survive. And then someone's going to say, oh, hey, like, you have to have this baby. I don't give a shit if you can take care of it or not, because we're so pro-life, you know? Like, that is a life right there that you should be looking out for.
Exactly.
And it's not. And that should be something that should be talked about. Because, I mean, yes, it's it's the baby, blah, blah, blah. But this is the woman, this woman that is carrying this child. Like, she...
And, you know, the irony of all of this is that these super right-winged politicians that you know, make these strict laws about gay rights, and then there's pictures of them leaked with another male on a date or something. These men that are making these laws about abortions are the exact ones that need abortions the most, because we all know they have power as a politician and are sleeping around with whoever, and most political wives, I'm sorry to say, turn their eye. So, like, what's going to happen when all of these politicians have babies coming because they have now...
Or their daughters have kids.
Their daughters. Out of
wedlock.
But, like, yeah, what's going to happen when the tables are turned and they don't have that right anymore?
Oh, no, they'll always go to make it cover for them.
Yeah, for them. So that's all that matters. And it's not... This isn't part of it, but the whole topic of wanting to, like, abolish Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood does not just provide abortions. They provide, like, screen testing. Mm-hmm. They provide condoms. They provide birth control, like, sex lessons. Because here in the state of Texas, I don't know if you guys know this, but they only teach abstinence-only sex education.
Yeah,
that is the main reason that teen pregnancy rates are skyrocketing in this state, because no one wants to speak up and actually talk. Sex is not scary, dude. It's something fun. It should be easy to talk about, and people are making it seem like it's like Satan. Yeah. You know, like we should not talk about the vagina and the penis, you know.
Yeah,
you're born with it. We're going to talk about it. And you're going to do it the safe way, because I will be damned if my child is going to go and learn about sex from some eighth grader that she met, you know, and not through an actual educational program.
Yeah. The avenues that, you know, I personally learned about sex from are just so weird, considering, like, you know, we had a whole sex education unit in middle school. But literally all they did was show us how to put a condom on a banana.
Really? See, in my sex ed class, they showed us, but they told us, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't want to give birth to my own children.
In short, I just want everyone to know what their local representatives support. You can look up their voting records.
Yes, and vote.
Yes, please vote.
And you are loved. And if you need help, I mean, seriously, we will help you.
Yes.
I'm serious. I will send you Plan B. I will do whatever you need,
just
girl.
Just let us know what you need, because fuck the man.
Fuck the man. All the mans. All the men.
All of them.
Except for y'all.
I want to thank you guys so much for joining me. It was an absolute honor and a pleasure.
It was so fun.
It was fun.
I enjoyed you guys. You guys, we will be back every week this week in June with new episodes.
Ooh.
Celebrate Pride Month. I have some really, really exciting episodes that I cannot wait to share with you guys. Thank you once again for listening. As always, I'm Zachary Perkins, and this was Perspective.